you wash your hands, right?
Beautiful. Yeah, so, based on that comment, I'm assuming everyone knows why I was late. It actually hit me while I was using a shop vac to suck up wonderful liquids. So this is the second time that it's happened in our house, and the first time was much more interesting because there was a small subfloor that was built on top of the drain, and it was kind of under a corner of a room. Anyway. But the thought came to me, like, well, this isn't any fun, but it's sure a lot easier than it was last time. And I know tomorrow morning, call the city, they'll come in, do their thing, and it's an inconvenience, but so be it. And kind of how that relates to, you know, stuff in my own life where, you know, the first time you go through something, it can be hard. Mm-hmm. And there was wall, like a wall that I had to dismantle and take all that stuff out, and now this time it's like, well, yeah, it kind of sucks, but, you know, as soon as I suspected it, we checked it, well, sure enough, there's the issue, because I had already removed that wall, so it's not an issue anymore, and now it's just a matter of cleanup, and it's, you know, it's a one-day job as opposed to a four-day job, and just, yeah, but even in fun stuff like that, God still... There's so many truths that just come out in life. Thank you.
Father God, I pray that just our lives with you, and just that you would become so much to us and in us that we wouldn't be able to contain ourselves, and that place where we have to sing, we have to share, we have to shout out and praise, and just pray that it would become just that spring of living water in us. Just burst in us, Lord God.
Oh, comes open.
Thank you.
desire that we come to you with and know you and see you. Kind of remind me, because I had, it was like Wednesday night or whatever, I'd been dreaming and I'd been praying for Ashley, and then either it was a dream or a picture, I'm not quite sure of it, it was kind of in my sleep, but there was a few of us, but yeah, we were wielding kind of weird swords or whatever, but the thing that I heard Jesus say is, I need you to battle. I need you to battle for people. And so it just kind of goes right along with that arc.
Won't be any words.
You're giving me life. need a shower. You're giving me life to show that it rain. You're calling me out to go shout your name.
Are the lyrics there to show your name or to sow your name?
Shout your name.
Shout your name.
Could be any of those.
Because when you were like with the light, like and all that, I just kept on hearing, and because the lyrics weren't up there and that, you know, but just to sow your light and to sow your name, as in, like, and just to keep on sowing and sowing and sowing the name and the light and what God has given us. And I'm not saying you need to change lyrics.
But we might.
just what I was hearing, and in light of some of what's been shared this morning, it's just like, yeah, we need to, and then we will reap a harvest. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. This morning, like I woke up at night, and one of the songs that I listened to was something about his name, his beautiful name or something. But just again, that name of Jesus is powerful.
My heart.
Thank you.
do that chorus a couple more times. Because collectively, we've done this most times. There's more than enough dancing. I don't think you have to dance, but...
Praise you, Lord. I'm just reminded of the when you say that eternity is written on our hearts. I praise you for that. I praise you for the fact that when you knit every single person together in their parents' womb, in their mother's womb, Lord, that you wrote eternity on our hearts. And we are meant to live forever with you and in you. I praise you.
I don't make it up. I don't my second death.
Candace and I are going to come.